Apale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda this week of Caló is chucho. It means candy. It comes from the Romani word for a mother's breast, chuchai, as in the source of nourishment for a newborn. It's indeed an exaggerated metaphor for mere candy, but the term speaks to the primal desire for candy, not so much the substance itself. It says humans want chucho because it takes them back to the first sweet they ever tasted. In this sense, even the best candy is a faint approximation of a chucho. No more chuchos. Cardenal, a.k.a. Carita, Pretty Face Alvarado, was in trouble because he didn't have any more chuchos. He had been out of them for some time, and he'd come to the end of the road in a life he'd made from giving away chuchos. The youngest child and only boy in a family of 8 children, Carita was raised with a lot of fawning. His sisters carried him around like a doll and mothered him, as if working on the skills they would use someday when they came to have children of their own. They constantly gave him treats. They also gave him his moniker, Beautiful Baby Doll. They would have called him Lollipop, but he wasn't old enough, so Carita was as far as they could go. This life led to Carita always having enough sweets in his pockets to give away. Who didn't want chuchos? Chuchos won him lifelong friends in elementary school. They also got him out of trouble in high school, although by then they'd evolve beyond simple sweets and spanned a wide spectrum of favors, from juicy rumors to invitations to wedding parties and dances. After graduating from high school, Carita decided to stay home. He didn't even try to get into college. He got a job weeks after high school graduation. He then leveraged it and his chuchos to get a better job. He did it over and over again until he reached what was, in his mind, the tippy-top job in town, mayor. Unlike previous jobs, however, Carita had no chuchos to match this position. We don't like the lowriders cruising all day Sunday, wasting gas and jamming up traffic. When are you going to stop it? A wealthy constituent complained to Carita soon after his inauguration. Knowing he couldn't stop the vuelta, Carita offered him a chucho, his usual way out of trouble. How about the city repaves your driveway? He pitched to the constituent. Oh, if you do that for me and my girlfriend, I'll stop complaining, the man said. Done, Carita said happily. The word of this special city chucho soon spread. It was a big hit for Valentine's Day. I want the same for my girlfriend became a recurring demand. 4 months into his administration, the public works director reported he was doing so many sweetheart driveways that he couldn't do regular street maintenance. A local reporter called days later. Is the city verifying that the sweetheart driveways are legitimate, not adulterous relationships? The reporter asked. Carita answered the only way he knew how. Let me give you one too, he asked. You can't have my soul. I want yours, the reporter answered.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ahí te guacho.